Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on the phone. It's Mary Beth Kaufman, who's with the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach as a family finance program specialist. And we're going to talk about an issue that a lot of people have been talking about for good reason. And we're going to talk a little bit about how you can kind of muddle through all of the stuff that gets thrown at you real quick when laws change. Mary Beth, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Jim.
It's always difficult when there are sweeping changes to the way that we do things in different areas of our life. And I suppose when it comes to our health and health insurance, it's no different. It's very important to all of us, and we want to make sure that we make good decisions.
That's right. We sure do. And what we're going to be talking about is the Affordable Care Act, which is not going to go away. I think some people thought it was going to be repealed, but I don't think it will be. So, yep, we all need to get on board and know a little bit more about the Affordable Care Act.
Well, and when it comes to that, we've talked about it many times on the air as well. When you start talking about these things, I mean, the law itself is one thing, but then when all the bureaucrats get done writing all of the information within, all the technical stuff, you're talking about over 20,000 pages. Who can read all that? Who can comprehend that?
Yeah, you just can't. You can't. So, yep, so we are trying to kind of sort through and share with people the basics of the Affordable Care Act and how that affects them, how that affects all of us as consumers. And it really affects us whether you have health insurance through your employer, whether you have to buy your own health insurance, and especially for those that have not had health insurance coverage. Certainly they need to be paying attention to all this as well.
Well, you've got a workshop coming up on January the 28th, very quickly here, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic, to kind of look at some of the issues there and answer some questions and go over some of the common basics. You've held a few of these already. How have they gone?
We held a few in Southwest Iowa last November and December, and actually, Jim, these are happening across the state. So if people have relatives in another part of the state, there's probably a workshop scheduled there. They have gone very well. I think we have set them up to be very interactive. They're not, when people come, they're not going to just sit there and listen to us talk. We are going to, we have an activity around health insurance terminology. Sometimes when people get health insurance through an employer, they don't really pay a lot of attention to it. You know, it's, I'm covered, I'm good. So we do some terminology things. We help them think about, okay, what are my health care needs? What things did happened in my family over the last year that cost us when it came to our health care? And that often is a good picture, a snapshot of what might happen in the future. We also talk, of course, about the Affordable Care Act, but we're not going to just focus on the Affordable Care Act. We all probably have heard about the health insurance marketplace, and we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. And actually, Iowa has a health insurance marketplace. Most people don't realize, if they've been on the health insurance marketplace at healthcare.gov, that they're actually on an Iowa site. When they put in their location, that is a specific Iowa site. And then probably what people want to know about the most is, how am I going to pay for all this? Now that I have to have health insurance, and if I don't, there's a penalty for me, how in the world do I pay for all that? And for low and moderate income families, there are tax credits, and there's also financial assistance available, and so we make them aware of what that is.
It's a lot to go over in a two-hour time frame.
It is. It is. We have a great packet with information in it, and also direct people to a couple of websites. There are also trained navigators around the state that will work one-on-one with people, and we'll let them know a little bit more about those people as well. So just a great program where you can come and get the basics and information that where you can seek out additional information if you need it about the Affordable Care Act.
We should make this very clear, though, up front, that when folks do attend this presentation, this workshop, you're not helping them sign up.
No. We just couldn't do that in 2 hours. That is something that they'll have to do on their own. Like I mentioned, there are some navigators in the communities that can help them do that. But no, we are not going to help you sign up one-on-one for your health insurance.
But there will be a lot of important information that might help you to figure out how you need to sign up, depending upon all of the circumstances and things that are going on in your life. So should folks bring anything with them? Should they bring information, data, statistics, medical bills, what have you?
No, they really do not need to. Nope, they don't need to bring anything. Just come with an open mind and be ready to listen and learn. And like I said, we'll have some handouts there for them. We also go out to a couple of websites to share information, so they don't need to bring anything with them.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten some key questions that you keep hearing over and over at these things?
you know, everybody's situation is different and unique. So the questions just vary, and we find that sometimes people will come up afterwards, after the program, and start asking you questions rather than asking them through, you know, throughout the program. And that's just because I think health insurance is a very private, you know, thing for many people, whether they have it and what their health issues are that they might need insurance for, et cetera, whether they've had it in the past or not. So I can't say that there's been any, you know, any one thing that keeps resurfacing that people ask about.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've kind of discussed this before on air in some other instances where it's all the dramatic change that all of a sudden happens now in the health insurance industry. It's almost like to some folks like Medicare. You know, you go your whole life maybe not paying much attention to some of these things. Maybe you're covered under an employer plan. You really didn't deal much with your health insurance issues. But then all of a sudden, you get close to being 65 years old, and you have to suddenly be immersed into this whole new world where you need to understand new terminology and how things work, what the timelines, the deadlines are, because those can be critical. And it kind of seems like it's the same type of a situation for some folks with this particular law, because maybe they haven't paid much attention to it before, but they have to now.
That's right. That's a good analogy, Jim, to compare. Yep, now we've got this program that has details in it that I think one of the things that pops in my mind is the essential benefits that all, there are 10 essential benefits now that all of our health insurance plans have to cover, unless you have a plan that was grandfathered in, and we talk a little bit about that. But knowing what those 10 essential benefits are now and you know, what you're going to be covered for when it comes to insurance, that is, you know, that's one of the things that's in there. But and I mentioned people need to be aware that if they are not signed up by March 30th of this year in 2014, when it comes tax time, like a year from now, they will pay a penalty if they have not signed up, and so we need to let them know what that is. They need to be aware of that. So, yep, there are lots of provisions in there, and we try to sort through those and give them the basics at the program.
Well, change and the unknown are scary to everyone. Are you finding some folks are coming to these things kind of afraid?
Well, I think the people that are coming out, you know, are seeking more information. They're wanting more information. I think sometimes they're apprehensive. Do I need to do this? Should I do this? You know, what's on the marketplace? There's a little bit of hesitancy, I think, and apprehension about the Affordable Care Act and what it all means, but we do try to sort through that and help them think through that. And, you know, it really boils down to an individual decision. I mean, people can decide. They don't have to get health insurance, but they're going to pay a tax penalty if they don't. So, you know, they're still in control. And the other thing, if anyone has been out on the health insurance marketplace, you have options. I mean, you go and put your information in there, and they give you, you know, several options for health insurance that you can choose. So it's not like a one-size-fits-all. There's plans out there in a variety of price ranges and with different kinds of coverage. So there are options out there.
Yeah, and if you have a family, of course, you're making decisions for a group of folks, too. So it's important that you have all the proper information ahead of time before, look at it like school. You know, you want to study and know all the terms and know all the information before you sit down to take that test, right?
That's right. Yep.
Very critical. All right. Now, again, the presentation coming up on Tuesday, January 28th. It's from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Now, they do need to pre-register, correct?
Yeah, we would like to know if people plan to attend, so they can call the Cass County Extension Office, and that number is 712-243-1132.
And again, no need to bring anything with you, and this is a free program. There's no registration fee.
Right. There is no registration fee, right. We just kind of like to know who's planning to come so we make sure we have enough materials, packets available.
Very good. Well, we hope you have a nice crowd with some good questions along with them, too, so they can get all the good answers, Mary Beth.
Yes,
thank you
yeah.
very much.
Yes, thank you, Jim.